I know that all of us are tired of hearing and talking about COVID-19, but we really have to stay vigilant.
That's Dr. Ellen Hodges, Chief of Staff at the Bethel-based Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which serves the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's 48 villages. And she says the region's geographic isolation from big cities has helped keep the positive case numbers low for a while, but in July, numbers began creeping up. And the numbers tell a complicated story. Nearly half the region's residents who have tested positive did so in Anchorage, which is the biggest city closest to Bethel. A lot of people travel to Anchorage for medical care, for supplies, and to visit family. Anchorage saw a big increase in cases in July and pockets of community spread, so people became infected with the virus there when they traveled.
Because their rate of community transmission and the number of people who are infected are high, the possibility that you would come into contact unknowingly with someone who isn't who's a stranger to you that could give you COVID is much, much higher.
Hodges says people aren't being cautious enough while they're in Anchorage.
And one of the things that we've noticed when we've been doing our contact tracing is these large social circles outside of households.
Hodges says the virus is infecting more young people. Usually they're going out, maybe to bars, maybe to restaurants, maybe to gatherings held indoors. Then they get infected and spread the virus to their family and friends. For the most part, Hodges says good contact tracing has enabled YKHC to swiftly locate other possible cases and isolate them.
So one person, one positive person may generate up to 20 or 30, or in some cases even 40 close contacts.
But the cluster of cases that happened in Bethel earlier in August meant that even more people had to be located to get tested.
So when we say that we have, say, 19 active cases, that can mean a couple hundred close contacts that have to be, talked to, reached out to.
If the cases continue to rise, that could overwhelm YKHC's contact tracing capabilities, which could then hurt their ability to swiftly isolate the people who test positive. Another problem is testing. YKHC has set up free testing at airports throughout the region, including Bethel, but on average, only half the passengers take advantage of it. And even if a passenger does get tested, it doesn't mean they are quarantining for 2 weeks or until they get their results. And businesses like Grant Aviation, who rotate workers in and out of the YK Delta, don't require their workers to get tested at the airports. Hodges says that can make it easy for workers to slip through and expose many people to the virus.
I truly do believe that if everyone tested at the Bethel Airport and quarantined until they got the results, that we could have a much better handle on the virus in our region.
So far, 60 people have tested positive for the virus since March, and those numbers are rising fast. The region's biggest school district last minute has decided to move to remote learning, and YKHC is calling on state and city leaders to require testing before coming into the region. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.